Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the killing of one's own children. In Surah Al-An'am, verse number 140, Allah says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ. Indeed, at a loss are those who have killed their own children. To put this into context, there was a time when people did not want female children. So when they had females, they would take the child and bury that child alive. They would kill the child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We are taught that you have male or female, be happy that Allah's blessed you with a child to begin with, and thereafter a healthy child. And alhamdulillah, even if the child may have a few challenges, consider that a gift of Allah to you. It's your means of earning paradise. Alhamdulillah. But don't ever be upset with the choice of Allah for you. Some people to this day have so much of ignorance in them, they lose their comfort and they plunge themselves into crisis simply because they're not happy that Allah's given them only girls. There's nothing wrong with that. Some are not happy that Allah's given them only boys. There's nothing wrong with that. Some are not happy that Allah's given them boys and girls. There's nothing wrong with that. Some are not happy that Allah has not bestowed them with children. There's nothing wrong with that. There are people from all these four categories, and you're not the only one. May Allah bless us with what we love, but at the same time, He knows what's better for us. So Allah says, at a loss are those who have killed their children, for whatever reason it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness, and may He bless those who don't have children with children, and make us pleased with the children He has granted us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.